Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tony Criscola. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Galehouse. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Denny Galehouse. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Crash Davis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Marchildon. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Phil Marchildon. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Clift moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Judnick reaches third base with a triple. Clift scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Criscola. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Criscola steals second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Davis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gale House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Klift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Klift hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallo. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Vallo steals second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vallo moves to third. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Davis reaches second base with a double. Vallo scores. Swift goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Browns. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale House fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn strikes out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Lobbs reaches second base with a double. Judnick moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Criscola is walked intentionally. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Suter moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Suter moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Marchildon covering, for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Gutteridge moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gutteridge moves to third. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gutteridge scores. Clift moves to third. It's 4-2, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0-for-1 in the game. Marchildon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Criscola hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-2 in the game. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gutteridge scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first, with Gale House covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Clift takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clift moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Judnick strikes out. 2 outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0-for-2 in the game. Marchildon hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Criscola hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter misplays the ball. That's an error on Suter. Stevens moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell strikes out. One out. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse is 0-for-3 in the game. Galehouse hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Stevens applying the tag. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Suter for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Gale House scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Siebert for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields the ball and throws to Marchilden covering. Safe. McQuinn moves to third. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McQuinn scores. 2 outs. It's 5-2, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Stevens hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Swift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vallow moves to second. Al Hollingsworth now pitching. Bill Knickerbocker pinch hits for Buddy Blair. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker strikes out. 2 outs. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Walesa now playing shortstop. Pete Suter now playing third base. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Criscola hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Marchilden covering, for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 4 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner pinch hits for Phil Marchildon. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.